So basically, the Yarot Dvash, Harav Yonatan Heipshitz, writes that sometimes a person wants to pray for the coming of Moshiach, and the man said, not everybody is going to be zoche to be able to see it. So he says, Mamash, highest level that is unimaginable, Nekuda, that what he mentions. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im ein ani kadai lirot bebinyan Tzion. If I am not befitting to be able to be zoche, to be able to see your house being built, Bachzarat Malchut Beit David, and ultimately that the kingship is going to return to Beit David by Mashiach, which is the son of David HaMelech through his son Shlomo. So he says, Ve'ein ailo yeh ro'ot afilu binyan Yerushalayim v'tatzmiach cheren David leman yitkadesh shimcha. He says, even if I'm not going to be zochet to be able to see your city, Yerushalayim, being built, he says, however, do it, terachem al banecha ha'aluvim. Do it for the sake of your children. Do it for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Ha'aluvim, that are being insulted, unetushim, and they are being exported, begola, hasovlim al yehudecha, that are suffering for the sake of your name, the unity of your name. Mekadeshim shimcha berabim, and they are doing throughout their lives the different acts of Kiddush Hashem. That means the prayer is supposed to be focused, if I'm not zoche, but do it nevertheless for the sake of Klal Yisrael that are suffering in the Galut, for your name, for your sake, for the acts of Kiddush Hashem that they do. Similar to this, writes Harav Noam Elimelech. Harav Elimelech Milaizinsk was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Sal Baal Shem Tov. So he writes the same thing, says that sometimes we do different types of mitzvot. How much we do, perhaps we do put tremendous amount of effort. But how does a person know for a fact that what he's doing and where he's headed is the right path? So Rav Noam Elimelech Milaizink writes that there is supposed to be, based on David HaMelech's tefillah in Tehillim, an indication for a person to realize whether at least I'm going the right path or not. Ba'anachnu loneda man avod et Hashem ad bo'enu shama. Moshe Rabbeinu says that the person doesn't know. We don't know exactly the fact that Chag LaHashem, there's going to be Derech Shloshet Yamim. We are supposed to go Bamidbar, and over there we are supposed to offer different types of offerings. And says, so what exactly do you need to take? Parot asked him. Says, Ba'anachnu loneda man avod et Hashem. Which type of korbanot, which type are we going to take? We don't know. So therefore we have to take everything. Because we don't know yet what exactly we are supposed to shecht in this act of worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore we have to take all the flock, everything. We have to take everything. So the Mefarshim explain, similar to this, v'anachnu loneda, everything that a person does, there is no such thing that it is passing great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come and say, you know what, today, your tefillah, you passed. Your mitzvah of, let's say, keeping Shabbat, this week you passed. Your learning Torah was sufficient. So there is no such thing that every year a person should get a report card, or every month, that a person should see, how am I doing exactly? So, v'anachnu lo neda, we don't know, man avodet Hashem ad bo'enu shama. Till we go to the next world, we don't know exactly whether we passed. A person might imagine that I'm biggest tzaddik. Could be I'm not. So a person could be imagining to himself, I am this, I am that. A person doesn't know. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, v'anachnu lo neda. We don't know exactly. So therefore, the writes Rav Noam Elich Melech Milaizinsk, says, how do we come to see for ourselves whether we are headed the right direction? So he writes as follows. He says, if you see in your Avodah Hashem, that part of the Avodah, part of the mitzvot, part of the dedication, the fact that we do the mitzvot, you also have this concern. Shehud do'eg u'mitzta'er tamid al galut ha'shechina, the kelalut Yisrael. So that are you also concerned for the fact that Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is suffering because of the fact that we are in galut? And the Kelal Yisrael are suffering, that means imu anochi betzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with our distress and problems and issues. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also suffering. And are you also noseh be'ol? That are you also willing to take part of the burden on yourself? So this is the nekuda that a person should know. Bezot yedah ha'adam im holech bederech ha'emet be'avodato. When you do the mitzvot, if you have also this concern, says where do we see such a hint? Says when David HaMelech says in Tehillim Chav Hei, Hadricheni v'amitecha v'lamdeni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu direct me in your way of truth and teach me. Says what do you mean teach me? That means teach me, let me know. Shekel hu she'ani holech bederech ha'emet. That teach me that when I'm walking in your path, this is the correct path that you want me to walk through. She'er'e ki ata Elohei ish'i. So this is the continuation of the pasuk. Let me see and notice that you are the God of my salvation. That means v'gam otcha kiviti kol hayom. That I have hope for you, for your closeness kol hayom, the whole day. Otcha dafka haynu galut hashechina. This is that means my hope and aspiration is otcha kiviti kol hayom, to be able to take the shechina out of galut, to be able to do the avodat Hashem properly. That this is my concern. Bezot eda shani holech bederech ha'emet. Through this, if we have this aspiration also, when we have, the Shekhinah suffering, if this is also part of our avodah, then you know for a fact about you are headed the right direction. That I'm not only concerned about myself, I'm also concerned about Kelal Yisrael, concerned about Galut HaShekhinah. And a person, somebody asked whether, to what extent during these times, a person, let's say, to a certain extent, is Kedai, at least something, that a person should try to avoid, being that the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and especially the lives of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and the soldiers and their lives, is at risk, Rahman al-Islam. So that to a certain extent, Imo Anochi v'tzara, Noseh be'olim chavero, the idea of carrying the burden together with our friends. So therefore, there is a nekuda that a person should at least to certain extent, certain things against Amalek. There are many, many different instances like this. So besides the idea of saying more Tehillim, doing more mitzvot, a person shows his consideration. That is not sufficient. Okay, I do mitzvot, I put on Tehillim here, there, at home, whatever. I'm doing more mitzvot, especially at times of need. I care more about our Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, lema'aseh, this is the bezot yedah ha'adam im holech bederech ha'emet. This is the way to be able to indicate, are we walking in the right path?